I'm Becky Jackman. I've been at New Providence Middle School for 1 year as the librarian there. I did 3 years at a high school, but where I really became familiar with Bound to Stay Bound was my first 4 years as a librarian when I was at Glen Ellen Elementary School in Clarksville, Tennessee. The school was 4 years old when I started there, so we had lots of great Bound to Stay Bound books on the shelves. I liked the books. I liked that they didn't have to spend a lot of time repairing the books. They stayed put together. Then when the covers changed after about my third or fourth year there, they were a little bit brighter, and then I was 100% happy with them. The books stay put together. They're colorful. The covers reflect what would be on the jackets. I actually was very fortunate. The librarian had kept the jackets on the books if they came with them, and I continued that. If the jackets are on the books, I can leave the jackets on, and that way the cover stays beautiful twice as long. But what made me stay with Bound to Stay Bound was their website. The website was so easy to use, to order, to look up and see. You could see what the AR level was or if there was an AR test. I liked that the turnaround time when I ordered the books, I didn't have to wait weeks and weeks for my boxes of books to come in, so I could remember what I had ordered. I didn't do as much duplicate ordering. If I did try and do a duplicate order, the computer tells me right there, the website says, you have this already, you know, do you want another one? When I got back to the middle school, they were one of the first companies that I met up with the rep again and said, hey, I'm in a middle school, you know, put me back on your contact list. The middle school was 44 years old when I started there last year. Same librarian, all 44 years. She had ordered every book in there. She was very reluctant to get rid of them. That was probably when I saw the first downside of Bound to Stay Bound books. They do last. They can last forever. And it broke my heart to take off the shelves and dispose of books that were in perfect shape. But however, the information had changed. We found lots of Bound to Stay Bound books from the 1960s that were still in wonderful shape. They definitely last. The salespeople are wonderful. The people you talk to on the phone are always helpful. Nobody ever sighs in impatience, like, why are you asking me this? Website has treasures in it. It has little videos. It has things about the authors or about the books, how books are made. And I've also been really lucky and won two of their contests, where every year they give away the award-winning books and honor books. And they have a contest. You just go on the website and guess who you think will win. And everybody who guesses one of the winners, you get a little book in the mail. So it's a great, great, fun, unexpected thing, like, yes, look what I did. Any of my friends that become librarians, when they get their first library, if they're elementary or middle, I just tell them, you know, look at Bound to Stay Bound. I don't care if your previous librarian really liked a different publisher or vendor. Look at Bound to Stay Bound and give them a try.